Welcome, Cleaning Nation. I am so excited to hang out with you today. Love getting to spend time with you, Cleaning Nation. That said, if you are serious about taking your company to the next level and you want to get the time and money freedom that you've always wanted, that probably got you in this cleaning business nonsense in the first place, we have so many resources at growmycleaningcompany.com. We've got, literally hundreds, over 300 podcasts. We have blogs, videos. I just created a special webinar on the five shifts you need to make to grow your cleaning company that really is going to help build a foundation for you. All sorts of free content. I don't think there's anything for sale there right now. GrowMyCleaningCompany.com. Check it out now if you really want to grow your cleaning company. Today, we are chatting with Christy Gray from Enjoy Cleaning Company. Enjoy has been serving the Melbourne, Florida area for 3 years with residential cleaning. If you want to reach out to her, you can get a hold of them at www.enjoycleaning.com. Now, that is spelled I-N-J-O-Y clean.com. And I said Enjoy Cleaning. That's not the case. It's enjoycleaning.com, spelled I-N-J-O-Y.com. Christy, welcome to the show.
Hi, Mike. Thank you very much for having me.
So glad to have you, sister. What sucked you into our little world of cleaning?
Well, I'll tell you the truth.
That would be nice.
I could not find a job. I couldn't find a job to save my life when I moved to Melbourne about 4 years ago. And I got my degree in physical therapy. And I started working in an acute care center, and I couldn't stand it. And I was cleaning on the side, and I loved it. So I decided just keep going with the cleaning, drop the physical therapy, and do what I enjoyed. And that's where I am now.
Well, I like that Christy gives the honest answer that most people won't give, which is, I am completely unemployable. I have no discernible skills. So here I am. That's why I have this podcast.
That's
so
me.
We're on that's the opposite. Both of the people you're talking to couldn't get a job, and here we are. So enjoy that, Cleaning
right.
Nation. Well, what's going on in your world?
It was a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, I love that you I love that you took action, right? A lot of people have a job that they hate and think, well, I need the money, I'll just stay. I love that you
right.
did something you hated and you did something you loved and you said, damn it, why must I do this thing that I hate? Good for you.
Exactly, thanks.
So what's shaking, sister? How can I help you today?
Well, I'm having problems. I think a big problem on the line is closing the sale. I am not a salesperson by any means. I've been watching Suits a lot on TV and watching Harvey close the deal and trying to get tips from him. He may be a little harsh, but that is my my lesson in closing the deal. And it's hard for me. I will send people away to find a better price before I just say, let me put you on the schedule. When can we do it Wednesday? You know, I got an opening. So that's my problem right now.
Well, I'm so glad that you brought that up, because that is something that I hear frequently in Cleaning Nation. So I know there are a lot of you out there that feel the exact same way. And I've got some very good news for all of you, including my new friend, Christy. So a couple things, first and foremost, is no one's a salesperson, right? I certainly did not come out of the womb selling anything, right? I couldn't speak. I had to learn it like any other skill, both the speaking and the selling. So that's the foundation. A lot of people say, I'm not a salesperson, inferring some people are salespeople. They're just born salespeople, which is absolutely not the case. What they typically really mean, if they were pressed on it, is either I'm not charming, or I'm not high pressure, or I'm not, I don't like trying to get people to do something they don't want to do. Are any of those a clearer expression of what you're actually feeling, or am I putting words in your mouth?
No, probably the making people do something they don't want to do would be the one that hits it on the head for me.
Perfect. With the good news, it's just going to keep coming for you, Christy.
Great.
I think the way that sales is portrayed on TV, as well as the way sales is practiced in, really, when they're just not professionals, when people aren't very good,
right.
It would be very high pressure. The reality is, a lot of people tell me, oh my gosh, you're such a good salesperson, but I don't pressure anyone to do anything, right? So the first shift of the mindset is good salespeople are never trying to get people to do something they don't want to do, right? The coaching I always give is, if there's no pain, there's no sale. So if I'm talking to someone that doesn't have a cleaning company, or they have a cleaning company, but they don't want to grow it, or they do want to grow it, but they think I'm an idiot, or they do want to grow it, but they're not willing to pay, or there's any sort of reason where they're kind of out, right? I spent zero time trying to convince them of anything. I spent all of my time trying to get people that are trying to grow their cleaning company and are committed and are willing to invest in themselves to come to me excited to transform their lives. And then it's this, my quote unquote sales process is helping them achieve their goals, which is a heck of a lot of fun. So do you see the difference between trying to bang your head against people to get them to do something that either they don't want to do or that, you know, you feel isn't good for them, and trying to convince them against their will to benefit you? That's, no one's good at that. Yeah, that's
right.
Dirtbags are good at that. Maybe. I don't know that anyone's good at that. Like, some people are willing to force themselves to do it, but I don't know that anyone likes it or can do it long term. The good news is that's not how you make money. You make money by helping other people. So a lot of people, especially companies that train people to be high pressure salespeople or not effective salespeople, do so because they don't have any lead flow. They might think, hey, I'm only going to get one customer this day or this week or one lead or opportunity. Mm-hmm. So I have to just abuse them to make them buy whether they need it or not.
Right.
Which, not a great strategy. The great strategy is to put your salespeople, including you, in front of people that know, like, and trust you and really need your help. And then you help them. And that's a heck of a lot more fun. Right. If I said, hey, Christy, go out and help people all day, you'd probably go, I would love to do that. Oddly enough, you'll make a heck of a lot more money than I said, hey, go find people that don't want what you need or don't want what you sell and yell at them and high pressure them and abuse them verbally until they do what you want.
Right.
Not only would you hate it, you're not gonna make any money doing that. So as long as you love helping people, you can be a great salesperson. So there's kind of two pieces to it. One is be an expert marketer, and then you never have to sell, right? I don't sell anything at all. People call me all day long asking for help, and I help them. So they're, by the definition of sales, I think you're looking at, that's not what we do. I don't pressure them, A, because I don't need the money, B, because I know I've got another customer coming along the way, and C, because I don't like it, right? So, and D, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And guess what? It's just like dating, right? If I get one date every 7 years and that date calls and says, like, oh, I can't make it today, I might be tempted to high pressure her to be like, no, please come. Like, I'll never get, I haven't left the house. It's just me and my cats. Yeah, I love you. Can we get married? Right. And that's, I don't know a lot about women, but I know that's not a good strategy.
No.
But if I've got 17 women wanting to go out with me Saturday night and one calls and says, hey, I'm going to pass there, tough guy, she may not even finish the sentence before I'm on to the next girl. Yeah, exactly. No, I got no problems, right? And that girl is more likely to go, hey, wait, well, maybe I should, gosh, why was he so okay with me? Maybe, hold on. Hey, maybe I am open, right?
So please take me out. Yeah, then they're begging you. Right.
Exactly. So the encouragement I want to give you overreaching is, first and foremost, if you want to be an effective salesperson, be a great marketer. Get people. All marketing is understanding people's pain, communicating it to them more effectively than anyone else has, and then trying to help them with it for free before they give you money. That's what this whole podcast is, right? I understand you and your pain and the people listening pain better than anyone else out there. That's why they listen to me. It's certainly not my charm, wit, and personality. And I just help for free. And guess what? I don't know, tens of thousands, well, at this point, hundreds of thousands of people have downloaded or listened. And I don't need, I can't hardly handle that many. So, if I only get 100 reaching out to me a month, that's way more than I can handle. So I've moved from trying to sell anyone anything to trying to identify the people that I can help most and that I most want to work with and kind of screening out the rest. So is that something you'd be comfortable with if you're like, I have so many people wanting to work with me, I just have to find the customers I can really help the most and really choose to work with the most? Is that something you feel like you could deal with, or quote unquote be a good salesperson in that scenario?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
So the first thing is be better at marketing. And again, marketing still isn't a watered down version of trying to get people to do something they don't want to do. It's putting out big red signals to people that do want your help, right? I don't, this isn't like, hey, if you don't have a cleaning company, listen to this podcast. And if you don't want coaching, you better call. This is like, hey, some of you out there want more, give me a call or go to the website and we got all sorts of tools for you. That's it. That's our whole high pressure marketing pitch. And when they call, they're not like, what's going on? What's your best price? I don't think anyone's ever asked me what my best price is. Cause if I did, I'd be like, zero, you're not qualified. Get out. There's no amount of money you can pay to work with me, period. So I guess that's the two prong of thing is, and you can do both of these, become an expert marketer. And much fewer people say things like, I'm not a marketer, right? Because they get that it's a skill. No one's a marketer. No one was born a marketer. I certainly wasn't. I read a lot of books. I paid people that were really good at marketing to help me. I looked at good marketing. I looked at bad marketing. I looked at what made me buy. And I love it. I think it's really interesting to automate a system to get people to know, like, and trust me and come to me. I think that's super fun. So that's the first piece. The second piece is stop trying to sell people and start trying to help them, right? If perfect example, what about I'm embarrassed about price, or I would go tell them to get a better price somewhere else before I would sell them. Well, let me give you some feedback on that. Cause again, if we're looking to jam them into what we want, we're going to try and charge quote unquote too much or whatever, the most that we can get, and tell them that we're the best option no matter what. Well, that's not how you sell. How you sell is you go in and you do an assessment of what their needs are, right?
Right.
And then you assess if you're the best person to help them. So if their needs are, I'm cheap and I'm poor and I can't clean and I just need the cheapest person, I don't care if they are criminals or have a background check or in uniform or insured or will show up on time or will steal things or I don't care about any of that. I don't even care if they're legal to work in this country. I just want the cheapest guy. And then I would say, hey, I as I was driving here, there's a homeless guy wandering. Maybe you can see if he'll clean, right? But most people don't want that, right? That the same thing as the Mercedes guy. If I go to the Mercedes dealership and I want, I've got a budget of $4,000. He's not going to try and high pressure me into Mercedes. He's going to go, hey, man, maybe you should go down the road to the, pot lot that's got a bunch of pieces of junk and give them your $4,000, because I can't help you, right? He's not going to high pressure me, and that's what's best for him, right? I don't have the money. I don't want to spend it, and it's what's best for me. But guess what? There's a lot more Mercedes on the road than there are $4,000 cars. So if when you go in and assess what the person needs, if what they truly need, what's really going to help them is not you, then tell them, not me. And that could be two things. It could be, there's some hobo wandering the earth. He will probably do it for the price that you want. I don't know that I recommend it, but I think he'll do it for the $17 a clean or whatever you want. Or I don't think it's reasonable, right? If their price is just insane, you go, I don't know anyone that could do that. You keep looking, but I'm not here to tell you that that's the case. And if you are the best option, the only time I ever, and I hate to say high pressure, but the only time I'd ever, I'll say pressure, but it's not what I mean, someone is if I desperately know I can help them and I desperately know I can transform their lives and it's just fear that's holding them back and I think it's in their best interest. That's the only time. And I'll probably tell people, hey, I don't want to pressure you, but I talk to a lot of people and most of them I can't help or I'm not willing to help. And I'm telling you, man, I could, and I don't even want to, again, it's not pressure, but the only time I'm going to really go to the mat for someone is if I know I can help them and fear is holding them back. And I feel like my job as a consultant is to help get them through that fear. That's the exact same situation you're in their house, right? If you've got a pregnant mom that desperately needs people and she's had people in her house that aren't any good and they were cheaper and you know that you are the right solution, that's the only time I would, and again, I hate to say pressure them, but I would go to the mat for them, right? If you really truly believe I'm the best solution, I know I can help you. And if I don't help you, you're going to get screwed. Then I would tell them that, right? You still don't have to pressure them, but you could be honest and just say, hey, I'm here to help you. And you can throw me out of here. I don't need your money or, I'll get it. I've got other customers, but you need my service and I really want to help. That's about the only time I would be, I don't even call it high pressure. I'd call it direct. But the big thing is, if you know how to market, you've got more people that want to work with you than you have time to work with, and you're just going out in the world trying to serve and help, you're going to be a great salesperson. And I don't think either of those are things that you're unwilling or unable to do. Is that fair?
Right. That makes perfect sense. Yes. Perfect. Absolutely.
So on the price, if the best price or hiring someone cheaper is really what's best for them, then tell them. There's definitely people, and again, I feel like it's never a lack of resources, a lack of resourcefulness. But if people aren't willing to be resourceful, I can't help them. So there's definitely people like, I can't afford your coaching. I don't pressure them. I go, well, then I only have time for people that are really committed. If that ain't you, I got to go. Right. And if I know someone that's cheaper that I think can help them, of course I'm going to tell them, sadly, a lot of times you get what you pay for. So I know someone cheaper, but I don't know someone that's cheaper and can help them. Right. So again, it's, and you'll get this in your world where, the cancer patient's like, couldn't I just take some vitamins? And the doctor's like, yes, the vitamins would be cheaper, but if you'd like to cure cancer, it's not cheap and it's it's a bigger process. So all that to say, yes, I would agree 1,000%. If it's not always about price, but if the lower price option is truly what's going to help serve them in their world, sure, send them away. That's being a great salesperson. But if they called you into their home to consult with them and help them solve a problem, and they're unreasonable about what their cost is, tell them. Not to sell them, but to help them, right? Like, hey, dude, this is going to cost you $200-$300, and you might be able to get it for $100. Like, SEO is a perfect example. People are always asking me, who should I use for SEO? And I'm like, you know what? Honestly, I've never found a good one for under $1,000 a month. And there's, and people are like, I know a ton of SEO for under $1,000 a month. Yep. I didn't say that. I said, I've never found a good one.
Right, exactly.
So I don't even sell SEO, but when people call me, I'm like, I only know a couple of guys and they're all $1,000-$1,500 a month. Well, I can't afford that. Well, we're certainly not going to pressure them into it. But if they go, I got a guy for $85 a month, that'll do it. I'm like, no, you don't. You got a guy that'll take your $85 or your $200. So all that to say, as long as you're looking out for the best interest, whether it's price, whether it's them buying from you today or not today, or buying from someone else or not buying at all, whatever the option is, as long as you know how to market and you're looking out for the best interest, you're going to be a great salesperson. Deal?
Deal.
All right, speaking of Cleaning Nation, let me demonstrate exactly what we just talked about. As we're heading into the lightning round, I want to encourage you to go to growmycleaningcompany.com. I believe there's literally nothing for sale there. I don't think there's one button you can click where I will ask you for your credit card. But there is a bunch of free resources that will be me coaching and helping for free. And guess what? 1,000 of you will go to that go there right now and get a ton of value, and 17 of you will call me or email me or text me or send over a carrier pigeon. I'm going, hey, I need more help. That's fantastic. I can't wait to help you. You see, Christy, did that feel like a super high pressure sales pitch?
Not at all.
That is about as high pressure as I get in my entire world. So that's how we do it. We want to transition from you selling to you creating amazing content that really serves your audience and giving it away for free, and then letting the kind people that really want your help come to you. All right. That said, let's hit the lightning round. Oh, yeah. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Read everything. Listen to everything. Get lots of value. Join the Facebook group and tell me how we've changed your life, because that is why I do what we do. All right. Let's hit the lightning round. Three quick questions. Three amazing answers from Christy. I am quiet for the first time ever. Christy's going to share her charm, wit, personality, experience. Christy, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received, personally or professionally?
Oh, my goodness. On the spot. I would say, business is business. Don't take it personally.
Hard to disagree. Go ahead. Perfect.
You disagree?
No, I said hard. No, I said it's hard to disagree. I absolutely. You can drive yourself crazy taking stuff personally that's not personal.
Exactly. And I used to, and I don't. It rolls off my back now. The customer cancels, there's always another one down the road.
Atta girl. I love that attitude. All right. What's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business so we can all learn from one another?
The biggest mistake is probably putting my money into something that I didn't research and didn't know. I got sold basically by some good salespeople and signed the contract, and then I'm stuck and realized it was a bad deal. And so now when people try to sell me stuff, you know, marketing or yada, 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 I research it and make sure I'm not just throwing away my money anymore, because I've thrown away a lot.
Well, I'm going to agree.
I'm getting a little smarter on that.
I'm going to agree with almost all of that. I disagree that you got sold by some good salespeople, and I'm going to posit that you got sold by some bad salespeople, because a good salesperson would have helped you and made your life better, not the other way around. So you may have bought from, you may have been sold from a bad salesperson, but you can only buy from a good salesperson. So, don't confuse the people that took your money and tried to help them and hurt you for anything close to sales. Those are just bad people that happen to,
bad people.
I mean, yes. And that's not where you're going to be. All right. Last question. What's the best book you've read so we can all go out and read it immediately?
Oh, wow. I like The E-Myth a lot as far as business-wise.
It's a great book.
And then there's another book that I always recommend, but I never remember the name. It's something about Australia Down Under. It's about a New York woman that took a walk with the Aborigines.
All right, you're gonna either have to stop recommending it or start remembering the name. So we're gonna go the E-Myth because it is a great book. Yeah. All right, Christy, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion, your desire to grow. I appreciate you. I know Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Christy's show notes page and the special video I made just for you and all the cool stuff that we've got with no high pressure sales, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Tons of resources. Check it out now. I'll see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.